Well, very good evening to everyone. Let me extend my welcome. My name is Josh. I'm one of the ministry trainees here at St. Andrew's Free Church. Before we read God's word together, let me pray for our time, asking for God's help as we understand his words. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the time we can spend thinking through the prayer you taught us to pray. Lord, please do help us as we try to understand this petition this evening. Help us to really seriously apply this to ourselves as we think through your character, to know that you love us so dearly that we can rely on you to provide all that we need in life. We pray for our time together that we might be pointed to you. In all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's read together from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O, you of little faith. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. This is God's word to us. Well, this evening we're continuing on in our series looking at the Lord's Prayer. And this evening we come to the line, give us today our daily bread. This line reminds us of the neediness of humanity. As I was preparing for today, I was reminded of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. At one point in the book, the main character explores the depths of the ocean, and it just reminds us of all the physical things which are needed for survival. He needs oxygen, protection from the cold water, protection from pressure, something to fend off any animals which try to harm him. There's a lot to remind the reader that human life is so fragile and needs lots to sustain it. And while we aren't exploring the depths of the ocean, think about how temperamental our mood can be, depending on if we've had enough sleep or food or exercise. We require so much just to function on a daily basis. This line today reminds us that while we are all needy creatures, all of our needs are provided for on a daily basis by God. This line tells us more about the character of the Father who gives us everything we need, both physically and spiritually on a daily basis. Not only that, but he delights to give to us. And it's my hope that as we work our way through this petition, the implications will be clear and abundant. Because knowing that our God is a good and loving Father who loves to give and knows our needs most intimately, we can pray expectantly. We can pray completely reliant on the fact that God's gifts to us are sufficient for everything we need in this life. And that is the structure which we'll be using today. And it can be found on the handout, on our website, or on the screen beside me. And so our first point this evening reminds us that God, in his ultimate wisdom, already knows all of our needs. That's the Father who gives knows all of our needs. The first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer have been and are more God-centered and spiritual. Yet when we get to this petition, number four, we can know that when the Lord's Prayer is centered within the context of Matthew 6, 25 to 34, which we've just read, we know it's referring to physical need. In fact, if we consider verse 33 of chapter 6 in tandem with the Lord's Prayer, we can be reassured the single most important thing in life is considering our relationship with God and whether or not that is right. Read verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6 with me. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Only once we have prioritized in our lives what is God's priority that we can consider, therefore, the needs of today. And even when we do consider the needs of the day, we don't need to be anxious. Read with me verse 34 again. "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And how does this encourage us? Well, it's the reminder that we don't need to be anxious because God is the one who knows our needs. At the beginning of this prayer, we looked at the line, "Our Father in heaven." God is outside time. He knows our needs yesterday, today, and tomorrow intimately. We're not going to surprise him when we come to him with these requests. Often it's easy to know and rest on the fact that God will provide for us spiritually. But when it comes to physical needs, we can struggle to believe that God will be the one to provide. Here in the West, we're really blessed by the fact we can plan ahead. Most people here will know that there will be food on the table for when we get home. And if you're anything like our house, you'll know that there's maybe 3, 4, or 5 meals planned ahead. But this prayer is really helpful because it takes us back to when praying, "Give us today our daily bread," really does mean that God would be the one to provide our very next meal. We are to be dependent on God, yes, of course, for spiritual provision. We've just been talking about that for the last 3 weeks, but also for physical provision. All that we've been given, the roofs over our heads, the clothes on our back, it's all been provided by God. And what beautiful encouragement for us, brothers and sisters. We'll get to some implications very shortly, but what a reminder that the God of the universe, one who created everything, genuinely cares so much about each and every one of us. He so deeply cares about your and my needs. He cares about our next meal. When I was preparing for today, I was really struck by how small our needs must look compared to the grandness of God. And yet, he still cares intimately about you and I. So when we ask God for the things that we need, he already knows what they are. Let's pause for a moment on that thought, because if the whole point of this evening is to encourage us to pray, asking God for all the things that we need and doing so with confidence, if God already knows our needs, then what's the point in asking? Well, it's because it's the maintaining of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We all know that relationships are based on mutual communication. How often is the breakdown of relationship because of a breakdown of communication? Not only does God already know what we want, but he wants us to rely on him to provide it. We're to be dependent on God, our Heavenly Father, just as children are reliant on their parents. One commentator puts it, that we don't tell God things because he's unaware of them. Instead, we need to think of prayer as a relationship between father and child. And the value of prayer is that it keeps us in touch with God. So it doesn't mean we don't pray. In fact, we should be so committed to our dependence on God that we can only but run to him. And so that brings us on to our second point this evening, that not only does God know exactly what we need, but he delights to give it. And that's point two on the handout. God delights to give. God, while being in heaven, is still our Father. We still pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." He loves to give us what we ask. And Luke 11, verses 11 to 13, really helpfully highlights God's delight. Flick there with me just now if you have a Bible, or tap there if you're on your phone. Luke 11, verses 11 to 13. Say this: "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" We can rely on the fact that God loves to give to those who ask him, just like a good father would provide for his son physically. So often we can think of God as a Lord and judge over us. But that's just not the case in these passages. And we're about to read Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16. And as we consider this with the Luke passage we've just read, we're shown the kindness of God so clearly. Flick with me to Isaiah 49 then, starting at verse 15. "Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion of the son of her womb? Even these may forget you, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." God will not forget those who he loves. He will not forget to provide everything sufficiently for those who reach out and ask it of him. These are wonderful truths that we've been reflecting on this evening. But it is important to note a caveat here. God provides all that we need to get through the day, not perhaps everything that we want. Let's flick to Exodus 16. I'm sorry that there's so much flicking around, but let's flick to Exodus 16, a passage I'm sure we're all familiar with, where God provides manna and quail, enough to feed all of Israel every day. And let's read together Exodus 16, verses 16 to 18. "This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer, according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent." And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. Here we see right back in the beginnings of the Old Testament, right back in Exodus, God's provision, his kindness shown to his people. God provides exactly what we need every day, so we can be thankful. He knows our needs and delights to give it to us. And he provides in abundance. Look at verse 18. "But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack." When we understand that God provides in abundance all that we need, the call to us is to be thankful, to be contented with what we have. So often we here in the West can play the comparison game, can't we? "Oh, I want what they have," or "I want more of what I already have." How quickly can that creep into our minds? How often do we draw that comparison game? This line of "give us today our daily bread" is a reminder to be contented with all that we have each and every day. Even when things are difficult for us, everything in our lives has been provided by God. He knows what we need. And so we can ask him for strength to continue on. One final thing to note about God happily giving to his weak and needy children. There will be a time when God stops providing all that we need. When that happens, we can know for a certainty that those of us who are in Christ will be called home to be with God together. Perhaps you're here today and you're wondering if this is really true, that that a good and loving God in heaven can and does provide all that we need. Well, this line is a reminder that it is true, and that as Christians, we do worship a God who loves his people, that he will provide for their physical needs. This petition in the Lord's Prayer also helps us through a number of implications. This passage helps us to be reminded we need to pray daily, trusting that his gifts are sufficient, expectantly, and completely reliant on him. And we're now going to work our way through those four implications. You can see them on the screen or on the handout. So firstly, we are to pray daily. This prayer consists of the phrase, daily bread for a reason. It would have been prayed daily, knowing that there was a need to rely on God to provide for all of the needs. And so we're taught not to rely, therefore, on the gifts themselves, but the giver. It refocuses us from ourselves and how we can use these gifts for our own material ends and back to the one who has provided everything. When we worry we don't have enough, or when we have plenty, this is the reminder that we can rely on God to provide, not on what has been given. God is not a vending machine. He doesn't expect prayer in, gifts out. He wants relationship with people, to rely on him and all that he is doing in their lives. Knowing that it's God who already knows our needs, that he's the one who delights to give, we can ask with confidence, knowing that we're not going to blow him away with what we ask. So when we're feeling like we just can't get through the day, when we feel like we can't even get out from under the duvet, we can be reassured that when we ask God to help us, he's the only one who knows exactly what we need and can be the one to provide it. What does it look like to pray this daily? Well, perhaps there are those of us sitting here who do feel that struggle to get out from under the duvet. Perhaps we're struggling with real and genuine pain each and every day. Perhaps we're just tired and need a reminder this evening that God is a good God who loves to hear our prayers. When I was reflecting on this sermon today, I asked a good friend of mine to think about how they relied on God daily through prayer. And they were telling me that when they were really struggling with mental health issues, the only way they could carry on to get up every morning was by God's provision of them. God didn't instantly take away their mental health struggles, but he was the one who gave them the strength to get up every morning and to continue on. We're called to do the same, to rely on God every day for that strength. Secondly, when we pray to God, we are to trust that his gifts are sufficient for us. When we do pray, we do ask God to supply all of our needs, that we can be sure, reassured he won't just do it in half measure. Our passage that we read at the very beginning in Matthew 6 reminds us that just as God provides for the birds enough for every day, he'll also provide sufficiently for us. His gifts to us are enough. So when we pray, knowing that they're sufficient, we can thank him, knowing it's in his kindness he has provided. Without, we wouldn't even be here this evening. Imagine being in the shoes of the Israelites. Imagine going to bed in the evening, no food tucked away or stored up, no thinking about tomorrow, but instead relying on God to provide sufficiently, day in, day out, and not only for themselves, but for their families, It almost sounds foolish saying it here and now, but this prayer is teaching us that God, his gifts are sufficient for our strength each and every day. Implication number three, it's to pray expectantly. We are also able to pray not simply trusting that all these gifts are sufficient, but reminded that God will answer our prayers. It's not a fruitless exercise. God will answer. Read with me Luke 11, this time verses 9 and 10. It says, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who finds seeks. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened." This teaches us we can pray expectantly for anyone or anything. And so when we seek, when we ask our needs to be fulfilled, we can be reassured God will answer. It's also interesting, within this petition, it's "give us today our daily bread." There's plural uses of "us" and "our," and so points to the fact that not only can we pray expectantly and reliantly for ourselves, but as well those around us. It teaches us be bold in our prayers for others. We can be bold to ask God to help them when they need it. When we pray for our church community and the outreach that happens in town, we pray expectantly for non-Christian friends and family to come to know Christ. We can be encouraged that not only does God want to hear these prayers, but he loves to hear them. And finally, as we come to our fourth implication, we are to pray completely reliant on God to provide our needs. Cannot live a day without him. And it helps us to be utterly dependent on God. We are in his hands, nothing being sustained without him. And so we're reminded to be thankful for all he has done for us. We can be encouraged to pray reliant, just as a child is reliant on their parents. Jesus tells us in Matthew 18, verses 2 and 3, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." While Jesus is talking about the spiritual provision for us, it's also the reminder that we too have to be like children who rely on God to provide for us physically. One way to illustrate this is when I was working in Glasgow with Christian Unions, we were taught that we needed to be completely reliant on God and his provision for us through prayer. To me, this sounded mad, which is fair enough. And honestly, I was pretty worried that there wouldn't be any provision. I was worried I wouldn't be able to even live in Glasgow because of lack of funds. Yet, throughout the year, God so helpfully and wonderfully was so kind. He provided people to help, and I was able to make it through, not because of myself or my own strength, but because of God's daily and sufficient provision. It was totally on God to have provided all that I needed. This is just one example of his kindness in my life. This is a challenge to us to pray, but also an encouragement. We often feel like we have to give up our own comfort, what feels like safety nets, to be reliant on his provision. But we can be reassured by these truths, knowing that God is a good and knowledgeable Father. He is one who loves and delights to give. So as we draw to a close, the line, "Give us today our daily bread," tells us ultimately of the kind and compassionate nature of God. He is our Father, who knows intimately his children. He loves to give them all that they ask. And so we are taught, pray daily, trusting in the sufficiency of his gifts, expectantly, and being completely reliant on him. Let's pray together now and give thanks to the one who can provide all that we need. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word to us this evening. Thank you that it reminds us of your character, a good and kind God who loves to give to his people. Please help us to become more reliant on you, to be reminded that we can pray daily, knowing that you will give our daily provisions from now until you call us home. In Christ's name, we pray all these things. Amen.